She wore white, but her intentions were pitch black. Ava didn't believe in love. She believed in leverage, especially when it came with an eight-figure bank account and a trust fund that paid out only upon marriage. So when she said, "I do," to Jacob Langford, the shy heir to a luxury resort empire, it wasn't for forever. It was for the clause in his father's will. She had planned everything, the whirlwind romance, the destination wedding, the honeymoon that would end in divorce papers after the inheritance cleared. But Ava underestimated Jacob, because Jacob wasn't just some clueless, lovesick mark. He had secrets of his own, dark ones, dangerous ones, and when he finds out she only married him to rob him blind, he doesn't get mad. He gets interested. "You want to play me?" he says. "Let's see how far you're willing to go." What began as a scam turns into a partnership in crime. But there's one thing neither of them planned for: betrayal. And this time, the setup might end in more than just divorce. It might end in murder. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Long Con. Ava Hartley always knew how to spot weakness. It was in the handshake that lasted too long, the eyes that avoided hers, the laugh that came too quickly. She studied people like puzzles, looking for where the pieces didn't quite fit, because that was where you could pry them apart. She met Jacob Langford at an art auction in Palm Beach, the kind of event where paintings went for $500,000 and the champagne never stopped flowing. Ava wasn't bidding. She was fishing. And Jacob, in his awkward tuxedo and trembling hand-raising paddle, Babon 119, for a Warhol he didn't understand, was the catch of the night. She slid next to him like a shadow, brushing his arm as if by accident. "Bold choice," she whispered, nodding at the painting. He smiled nervously. "I like the colors." She laughed. "Light, effortless. And the colors like you." They talked through the next three lots. She asked questions with wide eyes and listened like his words were gold. He told her about the Langford family legacy: beachfront, resorts, exclusive islands, a brand his father built, and Jacob was expected to expand. She made sure to look impressed. He didn't ask much about her. Most marks didn't. That night, when he walked her to her car, she let him kiss her. Not too deep, not too eager. Just enough to plant the seed. By week two, he was texting her goodnight. By week three, he was inviting her to family functions. And by week six, she was lying in his bed while his fingers traced her back, whispering, "I've never met anyone like you." He wasn't her first target, but he was the most lucrative. Jacob Langford's trust fund, $30 million, was locked behind a clause. He had to be legally married by the time he turned 31. Otherwise, the inheritance reverted to the Langford Foundation. It was meant to pressure him into settling down, his father's idea of legacy management. Jacob turned 30 in 5 months. Ava had done her homework. She knew the terms, the lawyers, the deadlines. She knew his ex-girlfriends had all left or been pushed away. She knew he had a therapist on retainer. She knew, most importantly, that he was lonely. So she gave him what no one else did: the feeling of being wanted. The proposal came fast, too fast. They were in Paris. He'd rented out a rooftop and hired a string quartet. She acted surprised, cried on cue, said yes with trembling hands and breathless laughter. He had no idea she'd known about the ring before he even picked it up. But something strange happened that night. After the proposal, when the champagne was half drunk and the violinists had gone home, Jacob stared at her with an intensity that felt off. "You really want this?" he asked. She blinked. "Of course. Even with my family, the press, the prenup?" "Jacob," she said, touching his face, "I want you, nothing else." He smiled, but it didn't reach his eyes. They married in a private ceremony in Bora Bora. Just 20 guests, no paparazzi, no leaks. Just the sea, the sky, and the soft sound of waves against the sand. She wore a $40,000 dress. He wore his father's cufflinks. The Langford estate lawyer flew in with the paperwork. Jacob signed first. She followed. The moment her signature dried, the money was unlocked. She waited 3 days. On the fourth morning, while Jacob swam laps and she sipped pineapple juice by the infinity pool, she texted her associate back in New York. Confirm funds cleared. Wire phase two amount to offshore. Initiate exit timeline. The reply came fast. All green. You'll be free by Friday. She smiled. The hard part was over. Or so she thought. That night she found Jacob in the beach cabana, staring out at the ocean. The breeze tousled his hair. His martini sat untouched beside him. He didn't look at her when she sat down. You ever think about how much people lie to each other? He asked. Ava froze. Just for a second. Sure, she said. It's human nature. No, he said. Lying is a skill. Some people are born with it. Some people master it. She said nothing. He turned to her. His eyes were cold now. Calculated. I know why you married me. The words hit like a slap. She opened her mouth, but he held up a hand. Don't insult me with denial. I found your emails, your crypto transfers, even the photos you sent your boss. Silence. I thought I loved you, he said. Maybe I did. But now I'm just intrigued. She whispered, Jacob. Here's what we're going to do, he interrupted. We stay married, publicly. No divorce. You get your cut. But in exchange, you loop me into your next scam. She stared at him. You want in? He leaned closer. I've spent my whole life being used, Ava. By my father, by board members, by women who wanted the Langford name. You're the first person who treated me like a mark. I respect that. But now I want to be on the other side. She laughed. She couldn't help it. That's insane. He smiled. So is marrying someone for their inheritance. They returned to Manhattan like nothing happened. To the outside world, they were newlyweds. Power couple. Vogue featured. Wall Street envied. Their honeymoon album hit 1.3 million likes. But behind closed doors, they were co-conspirators. And Jacob wasn't bluffing. Within a week, he'd pulled files on Langford Resort's weakest acquisitions. Locations with bloated budgets, questionable managers, and embezzlement cover-ups. He proposed a scheme. Fake an environmental scandal. Crash the value, short the stock, and buy it back through Shellcore. Clean. Elegant. Profitable. Ava was stunned. You've done this before, she said. He raised a glass. You're not the only one with secrets. For the next 2 months, they were Bonnie and Clyde in couture. He handled logistics, finance, and media control. She handled the dirty work, the blackmail, the honey traps, the phone clones. They didn't sleep with each other anymore, but they did sleep in the same bed, because neither trusted the other enough to let them sleep alone. The money flowed in. Offshore accounts ballooned. Whispers of their involvement were silenced with payouts and threats. It was perfect. Until Ava found the photo. It was buried in a backup drive Jacob left open one night. She wasn't snooping, at least that's what she told herself. But something about the way he smiled when the stock dipped too cleanly. It didn't feel random. The photo was of a woman. Young. Brunette. Soft smile. Taken in front of a Langford resort. The file name. Emily Langford JPG. She dug deeper. Emily Langford. Jacob's cousin. Reported missing in 2018. No public search. No press. And no record of her ever leaving the resort where she worked. Ava's blood went cold. She waited until morning. They were at the penthouse bar, drinking mezcal. She wore red. He wore black. You ever wonder, she asked, what happened to Emily Langford? Jacob's face didn't flinch. No, he said. But she worked for you, vanished, and your family buried it. He sipped his drink. Some people deserve to disappear. She leaned forward. Did you kill her? He looked at her then, and for the first time since Bora Bora, Ava realized she might be the one being played. His voice was soft, measured. Let me give you some advice, he said. Never dig into a partner's past if you're not ready to find yourself in it. Her hand tightened on her glass. He smiled. Now, about our next job. Chapter 2. The Final Scam. Ava stared at the drink in her hand. The amber mezcal shimmered under the bar light, but all she could think about was the girl in the photo, Emily Langford, smiling, gone, a ghost buried under corporate silence and family shame. Jacob's warning echoed in her head. Never dig into a partner's past if you're not ready to find yourself in it. She should have run. Instead, she smiled. Tell me about the job, she said. Jacob leaned back, satisfied. It's bigger than the resorts. Government contracts. Infrastructure deals, all under a shell fund in the Caymans. One hit, Ava, and we're out for good. Out. What a beautiful lie. They'd told themselves that before. But the truth was, neither of them was built to retire. Scammers don't stop because they've had enough. They stop when they're caught or killed. 3 weeks later, they were in Dubai. High rises of glass and gold. A place made for illusions. Jacob had arranged a meeting with Al Sayed Zahir, an oil-backed magnate with ties to half a dozen off-book projects across Asia. The plan was to broker a fake port construction deal through a US subsidiary, then collapse the asset through environmental non-compliance and collect the insurance payout, over $180 million. Ava posed as Helena Green, a venture capitalist from Zurich. Jacob was her silent financier. They rented a suite at the Burj Al Arab and met Zahir at a rooftop cigar lounge overlooking the city. The man was charming, brutal, and surrounded by guards who didn't blink. Zahir raised a glass of arak. To the beautiful Mrs. Green, and to your very quiet friend. Ava smiled. He lets the numbers talk. Zahir grinned. Then let's hope they speak Arabic. Back at the hotel, Ava confronted Jacob. This is blood money. You know that, right? He didn't hesitate. So is yours. She paced. You've changed. Jacob lit a cigarette, something he hadn't done in years. No, you've just finally met the real me. She laughed bitterly. No wonder your cousin disappeared. He looked up slowly. Careful. Or what? She wasn't the first. Ava froze. Jacob exhaled smoke. You think you're the only one who knows how to manipulate? You married me for my trust fund, Ava. But I married you to get out from under my father's leash. I knew what you were. That's why I chose you. She stepped back. He stood. We're the same. But if you ever threaten me again, I will end you. That night, Ava booked a second suite. Separate beds. Separate plans. She made contact with her backup, Andre, a mercenary fixer she'd worked with in Prague. She told him to trail Jacob, dig up everything, watch his every move. 2 days later, Andre called. You're not going to like this, he said. What? He's been meeting with your old partner. Which one? Daniel. Ava's stomach dropped. Daniel. Torres. The man who helped her take down a pharmaceutical CEO in Sao Paulo. The man who nearly sold her out when the feds came sniffing. He's in Dubai? He's working with Jacob now. The room spun. Ava sat hard. Andre's voice was low. Your husband is building a new team. You're the mark now. Ava didn't sleep that night. She ran every timeline, every move. Jacob had known from the start about the inheritance, about her background, about Daniel. This wasn't a marriage. It was a merger. And now she was being pushed out. She needed leverage. And she found it in a camera. Jacob's private laptop was locked in the suite safe. But Ava still had his biometrics from an old scan she saved for emergencies. She cracked the safe in 10 minutes, booted the machine, dug deep. What she found shattered everything. Hidden in a folder labeled Legacy, Ava found video files, security cam footage, edited, time-stamped, and watermarked, some in resort offices, some in private residences, and one, in particular, marked her heart like a bullet. Emily Confession 2018 to MP4. Ava clicked play. Emily sat on a couch, wringing her hands. She looked scared. Jacob's voice, calm, cold, came from off-screen. I told you to stop digging, Emily whispered, but she didn't deserve it. That woman in Havana, she didn't even know. Stop. You're going to hurt me, aren't you? A pause. Then, no, Emily, I'm going to erase you. The video cut. Ava closed the laptop with shaking hands. Jacob wasn't just a manipulator, he was a murderer, a methodical one, and he filmed his victims before they disappeared. She had enough evidence now, but not enough power. Not yet. So she stayed. She smiled, and she played her final card. The next night, they met Zahir for dinner. Contract in hand. Jacob toasted. Ava laughed, but beneath the table, her phone was recording every word. Your Cayman proxy will initiate the shell transfer Monday, Jacob said. We just need a week to finalize the coastal permits. Zahir nodded. And the insurance? Already lined up. A fabricated tsunami forecast will void the physical inspection. You'll walk away with the full payout. Zahir smiled. To corruption. To capitalism, Jacob corrected. They clinked glasses. And Ava smiled. Because the FBI doesn't care how rich you are. Just how well you're recorded. Back in the suite, Jacob kissed her forehead. You've been quiet. Just thinking. About what? She turned to face him. About how this all ends. He laughed. Happy, I hope. She smiled, then stabbed him. The knife slid between his ribs, a paring knife from the minibar fruit tray, small, quiet, precise. Jacob gasped, fell backward. Blood soaked his silk shirt. She knelt beside him. Don't worry. I called an ambulance. He tried to speak. She hushed him. Think of this as early retirement. He coughed blood. Why? Ava leaned in. Because I finally fell in love. Just not with you. His eyes flickered. Daniel? She kissed his cheek. No. With myself. Then she walked out. Jacob survived. Just barely. Ava left Dubai that night, passport swapped, face disguised. By the time the police arrived, she was already in Montenegro, sipping wine with an Interpol agent who owed her a favor. The FBI took Zahir down, and Jacob, now exposed in the insurance fraud scheme, lost the trust fund, the company, and the board seat. A media circus followed, groomed by a gold digger, set up by his own wife, the heir who fell. But he never pressed charges, because if he did, the videos would surface, including Emily's. And that secret was too big to survive. 6 months later, Ava walked into a gallery in Prague. A new identity. A new con. A new target. She wore white. And smiled. Because the setup always starts with a smile.